Takeover Insights, the podcast by and with Judith Geis. Are you and your company affected by a takeover? Then you have come to the right place. Judith Geis is the expert on American takeovers in the German-speaking region. She shares valuable tips and tricks with you and shows you how to leverage this change for yourself and your company. This podcast is also for you if you want to take over a company in a German-speaking region. It's time to take the chance. Monitoring and routines. Finally crossing things off your to-do list. We've all been there. You are working on something. You are making progress and then things come to a halt. Here and there, a setback. You keep at it. You and your colleagues solve problems. And then it happens. You can finally cross this sub-project off your to-do list. The feeling at this moment, it's just phenomenal. I find no matter how many times I experience it. To me, this is the bright side of monitoring, which is so often forgotten. To counteract such memory lapses, routine meetings or sure fixes will be important parts of any project. Progress should be documented at each meeting. There is a fixed time to discuss questions, to solve problems, to coordinate the next steps. And you can celebrate the successes achieved together. As with monitoring, the integration process is about verifying that things are as they should be. And so you have arrived at the alignment phase of the blueprint of a takeover. Have your achievements gotten you any closer to the post-merger integration's objectives? What has been completed? Are there problems or deviations? If so, where? What did the national audits find? Have all subsequent items been completed? At the same time, further coordination efforts will help you close a new loop in the blueprint of a takeover. What are the next steps? Are all the necessary requirements and information from the US available? Or is clarification still needed? You should also conduct another internal review to establish whether the changes initially set in motion have in fact been made and are being lived. Routines are paramount in turbulent times. The integration project aims to create new, reliable structures at your company. Hence, you should use your monitoring efforts to review which routines have already seen favorable developments, where routines are lacking and where they exist, but you have yet to take root. Keep in mind that actions will not become routines until they have been repeated countless times. In other words, they must become standard procedures. Inquire whether they are being complied with and are bringing about the desired outcomes or whether problems have arisen. Procedural documentation is a useful aid in establishing new routines and now serves as a safety net for employees. If they don't know how to perform a new task, they can read the documentation. If an employee is out sick or on vacation or leaves the company, the documentation will help the people who take over that employee's job. It will therefore be in your best interest to verify whether all procedural documentation is SOX compliant, whether there are loopholes, and whether the procedures are in fact being lived. At such times, a very important tool will be on-the-job training, which I also like to call learning by doing. Employees are trained by experts who shadow and train them while they work. Procedures become clearer. Employee competence is bolstered with each step, and employees are more confident about what needs doing. What's more, they receive tips and advice about how to simplify procedures. The experts will have succeeded in their task once the employees can do their job themselves without any outside support. Ask the experts and your employees for progress reports to help you assess how much training may still be necessary. Facts, numbers, and data. While monitoring post-merger integration efforts, you should keep an eye on facts, numbers, and data. Only by doing so will you know when and where the project plan will need modification. This may also apply to decisions that have already been made. For even these decisions can be reconsidered, undone, and made anew when new insights come to light. That's normal in this situation. Some of the parameters will change very quickly and leave you with no other option than to change things. But which facts, numbers, and data are important now?
Master your daily work during the integration into an American parent company with the blueprint of a takeover. The book supports you with a clear system, many practical examples and tips. Learn more at www.thebridge-online.com. For sure, you will find also the link in the show notes.